Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the... Okay, if you're watching us on YouTube, did you see that? It's a wild sleepy in his habitat. This is WT.
See, the dancing doesn't work because you weren't doing the intro. I messed it all up.
No, it's cool. It's cool. We are, it's all good, man. We are WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy, with your co-host, Peaswad, and...
Co-host Weasel.
Just Weasel? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Sleepy Weasel.
Oh, Sleepy Weasel.
Everyone knows who I am.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so by now.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this...
Introduce first, I can introduce second. Yeah, if you jumped into this, like, now, instead of being at the beginning, then I guess it'd be confusing.
Everybody knows.
I guess that's totally possible.
Somebody's like, I'm going to try this out for the first time. Let me just jump in. You know what? Episode 15, that's fine. This is our newest one. Wait, I didn't know that he was Sleepy Weasel.
Well, okay, I'm Sleepy Weasel. For the people who don't know who I am.
But if you don't know who he is, what's wrong with you? Because everybody knows Sleepy Weasel.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
We're so well known in the community. I don't know what community.
In the tens of podcasters, listeners that we have.
With the tens of people that are listening. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So,
Yep.
Let me yawn real quick. I don't know why I yawn so much. I probably have something wrong with me. We are WT Conspiracy. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We are at WT Conspiracy on those. Our email address is WTConspiracy@gmail.com. And we are also on YouTube where we put up videos of this same podcast. So it's video and or audio for your listening and potentially viewing pleasure.
Yep.
Potentially. And for those that are allegedly viewing for leisure, for those that are watching us on YouTube will now see that one of us wears glasses, and now the other one also wears glasses, because we are old men.
That's right. We're tag teaming this getting old, wearing glasses stuff now. I don't have to fly solo anymore. Nope. You know, I've got a teammate in this.
You got your wingman right here. Let's go.
That's right. Are yours black or are they bluish? Are they like a bluish?
They're black.
Are they blue? Are they? Yeah.
I had a funny story about that. Blue. When I was getting my eyes checked out, I had to be dilated. And I have been dilated, I think, once before or twice before in my life. Because they checked me out when I was a little kid. Because they thought that I had problems being able to see in class. But in reality, I didn't. I just 100% had ADD, and you know, we're old, and that was kind of like a questionable thing back in the day. But
right.
I went in and I got my eyes dilated, and I couldn't see anything because it's so damn blurry when you get your eyes dilated. And I picked up this pair of glasses, and this is the first one I saw because it was like, from what I could see, these are the ones that I was like, yeah, I want that style, you know? So
yeah.
I ended up picking them up and held it up to take a look at it, and the light shined directly through it. And I turned to the lady, and I'm like, does this have, like, a yellow tint to it? And she was like, what?
She's like, no.
She was like,
they definitely don't.
No, it doesn't. And I was like, oh. And I literally meant it as fully, like, when you hold it up to the light, was there a yellow tint to it? And I had explained that to her later because she told her coworker, and her coworker also laughed. And it was just like, all right, I'm happy I'm here.
It's always good to be getting laughed at.
I'm happy I'm here.
At the glasses store.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that guy, glasses store guy that gets laughed at, but, so, yep.
Peaswad entertaining people online and at the glasses store.
And offline.
You know, he's an entertainer at heart.
I am.
You know?
I am. Like, I'm like Robbie Williams, baby. Let me entertain you. That, you know that song. Okay. But, so let's continue on with this random journey that we do here. almost died just now. We're going to do the country shout out, and it's very exciting because we have four new countries.
Four. That's awesome.
The Faroe Islands, Denmark, Russia, and Brazil.
All right. Yeah. All right. Where are the Faroe Islands? I've never heard of that.
The Faroe. I had to do some. I mean, I knew this because I'm really good at geography, so I didn't Google any of this. In case you couldn't tell, I was lying. They are northwest of England, I believe, and like southeast of whatever one's closer, Iceland or Greenland. I don't remember which one. I think it's
Iceland. Iceland.
Yeah.
I think Greenland.
Greenland's further north.
Bigger. Yeah, and bigger.
Because Greenland has more ice than Iceland, and Iceland has more green than Greenland. So it's like, okay. Awesome.
I remember I watched one of the Mighty Ducks movies.
Yeah.
They had to play it because I always remember this. I don't know why. It's like a core memory stuck with me. The lady that Emilio Estevez was talking to, she was like, the way to remember it is Greenland is covered in ice, and Iceland is very nice. And that's in my brain. That's always stuck with me since I was like a little kid. I don't know why. What an interesting thing. What an interesting thing to say to Emilio Estevez while you're eating ice cream.
I think that'd be one of the things I'd say to Emilio Estevez while we were eating ice cream together.
If I ever meet him, that's the only thing I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Walk up, say hey, that, and
Emilio
walk off.
Emilio Estevez. And then you say the quote and walk away.
Then leave.
Yep.
That's all. Yeah, not even ask for an autograph. I don't want his autograph anyways. Unless he like offers to give it
you're
to
like
me.
Gordon Bombay. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Denmark is home of where some of my heritage is from. So what up, Denmark? Raise the roof and all that stuff. And great. Russia. Govorite по-русски. All that stuff. Привет. Whatever. Russian words. And Brazil. So, yeah. Very exciting. Carnaval. Just saying random things about places now. Yeah, thanks you to all the new countries and everybody who continues to listen to us, except for... Wait, Jay doesn't listen to us, does he?
No, he doesn't listen to us.
Okay.
We've been telling him forever to listen to us.
Yeah, and he doesn't. So I'm going to say it then. Thank you to everybody except for Jay.
Yeah, because we've told Jay where this is a million times, and he just keeps... Every time she's like, oh, where's it at again?
Yeah, it's like...
I think he's messing with you at this point.
He's like a newborn baby when it comes to that stuff. Like, he's literally like, yeah, I'm going to listen to it. And it's like, every time, it's just like, wait, what is it again? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he just forgets.
Why I oughta, Jay?
Yeah.
We just joke.
He's got a memory. He's got a memory like a goldfish. Yeah. Only when it comes to our podcast.
Everything else is fine. But the goldfish
selective.
The podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
We joke. We actually like Jay. Don't tell Jay that, though.
We love Jay.
Don't tell Jay that. Catch up on video games, TV shows, movies, whatever. Mm-hmm. For you.
Just kind of the same old, everyone knows. For people who don't know, I had an accident. I had to have surgery on my ankle and stuff. And so I've just been kind of hanging out of the house, working from home, playing Battlefield 5, Hell Let Loose. That's really it, to be honest with you. Good news, though, is that I was supposed to be in the cast for about 4 weeks. I went to the doctor about a week ago, about a half a week ago or so, and it's healing so well, my body's responding to it well, that they went ahead and cut my cast off. So I'm now in a boot. I can't walk in this boot yet, but I can practice standing and putting pressure on the ankle, and maybe try to take a step or two, which I've tried to do that, and that's... I haven't really been able to do that yet because I can't put the full body weight on it. It wants to collapse.
Scary.
As soon as I do it. So for all the people who did send us our, emailed us, have their names put on the cast. We did get them all put on there. We put some pictures up. I took a video of it. I'm going to send over to P so we can put that up as well. So it did get done, but unfortunately they cut the cast off and now I don't have it. So in place of the cast,
ooh, he's gonna show it off.
I have this robot leg, this robot boot now, that I get to strap myself into. You can't see it from this side, but it's like Air Jordan things, man. It's like I can pump it up on each side, and I got this air release for each side.
Ooh-wee-wee.
But yeah, so
that's fancy.
There we go. But yeah, so we're in that. So we'll be in this, testing out and trying to put weight on it for about 3 weeks, and then after 3 weeks. I have my next appointment, and then at that point, we should start physical therapy to get this ankle to bend and move again. Because right now, I'm not joking, people, it does not move.
Yeah.
Like, it is so stiff, and just, it's just very stiff. Like, you take for granted, like, if you're, like, have your ankle, like, you know, you just try to flex it up, like, you know, like that, like you're like it, mine doesn't do that right now. Like it's the weirdest thing to try to do something and then it doesn't work. But that's all I've been doing is just working from home, playing video games, playing a lot of with Peaswad while he streams and stuff.
Hey.
You know, so just that's my catch up's very simple. And other stuff, my wife's getting ready to start nursing school this week.
What?
So she'll be in the RN program for a year and a half, and she should graduate at the end of next year. So,
boom.
You know, my wife, yep. So she is unemployed for the next year. Not really. That's a joke. She's working like part-time. She still works at the hospital. They moved her to another department so she can work part-time while she's in school. So she's about to be a very, very, very busy lady for the next year and a half.
And then she can be the sugar mama.
Exactly.
And you can
say, and then I can
peace out, Girl Scout.
Yeah. And I can quit trying so hard. So that's right.
That's good.
You just got to just take it easy.
TV shows? Movies?
A lot of Rick and Morty, which you think I'd be tired of. I've literally been watching the same 5 seasons for a month and a half. I just start and just watch it on repeat, like over and over again. So that's pretty much it. I'm trying to think if I watched a movie recently. I did watch The Wedding Singer yesterday.
Oh, nice.
With Adam Sandler. It's a great movie. So I watched that. And then, that's it. That's really it over the last week and a half since we recorded last.
Nice.
So I'm sure your catch-up should be a lot more interesting than mine. but what do you got as far as your video games, movies, TV, life events? What do you got?
I've been playing. Oh, my God.
Man, you're a sleepy boy today.
And you're supposed to be sleepy, not me. What the hell?
I didn't even have a nap today.
I'm supposed to be
like I am tired.
Waddy or whatever. I don't even know what that means. I've been streaming some Battlefield 5. Doing really good lately over the past couple of months.
Dude, numbers have been great. Yeah, numbers have been great.
Stream's been doing good. I have been doing good in the game. So, I mean, it's all like great. And now everything is getting thrown out the window, you know? It's going to change because on Monday, so in 2 days from now, when we're very on recording this, I will be starting at school also. So besties right there, your wife and I start in school.
Yep.
I'm starting at a place called ACI Learning. And what it is you literally are taking classes to get certifications. That's it.
What kind of certifications?
Different certifications in specifics of what the hell's going on here, click the wrong button. It's gonna be in multiple areas of computer stuff.
Oh,
I don't know,
like IT stuff.
I don't know the exact stuff.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, is it IT? Like, yeah, which, like, what part of that stuff you were getting into?
It's definitely IT. In the end, if I keep going with what I'm doing, I will have, 5 certifications by taking 6 classes. And I believe that in the end, I will be an ISA, which is a white hat hacker. Okay. So that's exciting. That's actually something I do thoroughly enjoy, that I am very interested in. So I'm very excited to do that. So that means, because I'm doing that, and it's Monday through Friday, that means streaming is not going to happen pretty much during the weekdays.
Disaster. Worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yep. Worst thing that's ever happened to you, because he sits and listens to me at his job.
Second worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Behind the foot. God. Yeah. If those are the two worst things, you've had a pretty good life, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. doing fine. So
mentally, you're not doing fine because the two worst things have happened to you in the past like month or whatever. So,
yeah, why does all this have to just pile up at once? Gosh,
now your wife is jobless too, and you know, there's just so much. Gosh, going on.
Yeah,
you know. He's gonna change his name from Sleepy to Sad Weasel or something like
to Sad Weasel.
I am Sad Weasel, sounding like Eeyore.
Melancholy Weasel.
Yeah, so I mean, just doing Battlefield, and then on the Steam Deck. Yo, I got it right here.
Yeah,
represent, baby.
Awesome.
I've been playing so much of the the house flipper game. It's so much fun.
You've been doing a great job flipping houses.
I'm so good at flipping houses. I mean,
fantastic.
I flip them, I sell them, and I flip another. You know, like just flipping them houses. So there's that. And then TV shows. I stopped watching the show Dark. I was watching that last time on Netflix, the German show about time travel. And I got through seasons one and two, and it was like, cool. And then something happened to where it was... I don't know if I should say what happened, but something happened that made me go... They added another aspect to time travel. It just made it like, you know, like I'm out. I was already kind of like, there's a lot going on here that I need to really, like, I need to start writing down what the hell's going on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, bro, I'm good. So I just stopped watching that. And, of course, I've been watching AEW represent. And you'll be happy to hear that instead of watching that, I started watching, what do you want me to watch?
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So even how far along are you now? Did you get through season two? Are you on season three?
No. I've realized that I have watched season two passively. Okay. Like I wasn't like sitting and like watching, you know, like I don't watch everything like that. I did a really weird face just now. Creep.
Passively.
Creep. You know, like, oh, this is so good. Like, no. Ew. Yeah, like passively watching, you know, like you're on your phone and you're like watching, but you're not watching. So I watched season two already. And because I watched a recap of it and it was like, oh, yeah, you've seen all this. Like, I've seen all this. I know all this stuff already.
Right.
So I started season three since the last time we recorded. And I am on episode 8 of season 3 in that.
Okay.
So
yeah, you're there. I think you're getting there.
I'm almost done with season 3, and then I start season 4. So yeah.
Then you'll be all caught up.
And then I gotta watch something else.
Until they come out with another season in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Or however long it is. So
wait, they're coming out with a new season? I thought this was the last season.
Nope, there's one more.
Oh.
One more after season 4.
Well, and then on the 21st comes out the House of Dragons comes out.
Yeah, I was about to mention that the Game of Thrones prequel is getting ready to come out. So yeah, I'll be all over that for sure.
Oh man, I'm excited about that.
Like it makes me want to go back and rewatch Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
just
no joke.
It's because it was so good.
Yeah, it was so good, and then it wasn't great in the end. But it was so good up until then. You know,
yeah,
like, it wasn't great.
Yeah,
it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
They crammed a lot into a very short amount of time. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of just like, what? It's, you know, all these big things that were happening, suddenly they just get all, the conclusion is here for every single one, like right, like that fast. Just
closure.
Like, okay.
It's like, no, we don't necessarily want closure. Okay, all right, I get it.
Yeah, I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was like one scene where they were like, all right, all this is wrapped up now. And it was like, God damn it, like, leave me something, you know? Okay,
all
right.
Like all of this happened. And then this happened, and now we're done with this?
Yep.
Just, okay.
That's how it works.
That's been ongoing, and now we're just...
Boom, done.
Now we're... Okay, whatever. On to the next thing,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones?
The House of Dragons, and then I'm also thinking that the next thing that I start watching is going to be Westworld. I have not watched Westworld, but I'm very interested in Westworld.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know exactly what it is either.
Is it about vampires?
It is not.
Okay. Just taking a stab in the dark there.
Oh, God. It says, this is from IMDb, their description. At the intersection of near future and reanimated past, waits a world in which every human appetite can be indulged without consequence.
Ooh, that sounds great.
That sounds scary. Maybe I'm not going to watch this. No, I like scary stuff. It's not extra scary, though. As far as I know. I don't know.
It's like it's like suspenseful or something.
Yeah, let us know in somewhere.
An email.
Yeah, email us at WTConspiracy@gmail.com. Or you can message us on Instagram at WTConspiracy or TikTok or Twitter. You could do it on all those. And I do say go check out the Instagram because we already have... two pictures up of the people's names who are on your leg. We are just.
I think I sent you the other picture.
Send me the other two, and then we're gonna get the video. So we're gonna put out the video and the two pictures for our next post. So as soon as we get that, we'll boom, knock that out. I say we. Mm-hmm. My sister will do it for us because we are ancient.
You or her? I don't know how to do any of that.
It's pretty much all her. She's great.
Yeah.
She's great.
I mean, I could have an Instagram and that stuff, but I think your sister is doing a much better job than you or I would.
Weird.
Yeah, definitely better job than me.
We're old men.
Mm-hmm.
So
see all this whiteness.
Yeah,
all that white.
All of my white.
That's
is
how you can tell.
Up here, like in the top of my hair, right there. It's so much. But
I keep my hair short enough where so that way you can't really see all the gray.
Yeah.
Because if I let it grow out, it's like all gray.
All
pretty much.
Gray.
We don't have a lot of brown left. Yep.
So, are you ready to get into the show?
Yeah.
Let's
get into
20
it.
20 minutes in. Like we always
20
do.
20 minutes in. This BS. This is about how it always goes. Yeah. So, you know.
We were like, this will be short. And then it's like, we talk and we go on tangents and talk about fun stuff. And it's whatever, man. This show is.
I like fun stuff.
Literally so. About having a good time. That's all it is. So, what are we doing today, Sleepy Bo Peepee?
We are going to do another episode on. If you don't know, if you're just getting here. We have been going through and doing the top most popular like urban legends in each state.
Yep.
So is this the third or is this a this are we on the third
four.
One? This is the fourth. This is the fourth. And we still have 35 to go. So we're hoping we knock them out today.
So we
because
did,
it's one of those things where we already yeah,
we did seven. That's five more episodes of this.
Sprinkled into whatever else we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're not doing this every episode. It's like
just
every other,
just
every
bombed
third, every carpet bombed. Jesus.
Yeah, just randomly just dropped in there.
Oh, my God. Just carpet bombed them. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it works is I choose a state. I tell Sleepy the name of the state. He then goes and looks up separate research. But I will just read the businessinsider.com/urban legends US 2018 information, because we love us some Business Insider over here at WT Conspiracy.
Yes, we do.
Big fans. All right.
Most popular
that.
Urban legend on Business Insider.
Yes.
Is that what I'm Googling? No, I'm just kidding.
On Business Insider. Yes, that works. What the hell? I just copied and pasted the word Nebraska twice. You're doing really great there, computer.
Nebraska. Are we doing Nebraska?
We're doing Nebraska first. Because that's the state where I was born. I was actually born in Nebraska.
I was not.
I don't know why you weren't. All right. So, Nebraska. The poisoned girl at Centennial Hall, which I have no idea what that is. So, just because I was born
Never
there doesn't
it.
Mean I know anything about it. Located in Valentine, Nebraska. The building is now a museum. When all capital letters, Insider, chose the most haunted place in each state, Centennial Hall was a no-brainer. People claim that there are multiple ghosts roaming the halls. But the creepiest story of Centennial Hall originates in the 1940s, when it used to be a high school. Was it a haunted high school? Like back in the, it's a ghost high school? Is that what it is?
What?
He's not listening to me at all. Hello?
No, you cut out for a second there. I couldn't hear you at all. So there you go.
I thought you were just
not
like
hear you.
typing so hard, and then you were just like, what?
No. Like you were talking, and then it stopped.
Oh, okay.
I was just
all right.
I was like, what?
Oh, God. Okay, I'll just keep going. The story
continue.
The story says that a student was playing her clarinet, suffered a heart attack, and died because her reed was poisoned. Now, people claim to feel cold spots, hear disembodied music, and to have witnessed an empty rocking chair start to rock. I'm on a rocking chair. So?
Okay. I'm looking here on the site really quick.
Oh, I said earlier.
Let's see.
To you, do you think that it said that in the 1940s it was a high school? I said, do you think it was a ghost high school?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it like a regular kid high school?
Probably a ghost high school. Like you see on TV and like everyone like sings and like they break out like musical numbers and stuff. Kind of like a probably like a Disney show. That'd be a great Disney show. You know, my kids would love that. Like a ghost high school.
Copyright us. Hit us up, Disney.
Right now.
We'll be the writers.
It's probably going to be on Disney Plus tomorrow.
God. Yep. Yeah. They've got everything. They've already purchased us. So, I mean, I'm sure they have.
Yeah. I'm reading here real quick. Does it say Corey Ledington was murdered? So their friend poisoned her, Clarinet Reed. It doesn't say why.
It's a terrible friend.
I don't know. Why did they even call her friend on here? Her friend. It's like, they obviously weren't friends.
Ah, I'll show her. This is a really funny joke. Got her. Oh, she died. You poisoned her.
Now, is this just a regular school right now? Or is it like a music school? Let me read this again.
It's a museum now, but in the 40s it was a high school.
Now it's a museum?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now they're saying you can still hear music. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I mean, is there an elevator? Because elevators play that music a lot of the times. And maybe like they're just hearing like that.
I mean,
like when the elevator opens and closes.
If I had to be a guessing man, it would not have an elevator. Just because it's built in like the 40s or built before the 40s. And it only has two stories.
Okay, so it probably doesn't have an elevator.
No. Because back then they didn't care if people were handicapped and needed to get upstairs, you know? It's like, oh, that sucks, sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, you're never going to see what's up here.
They weren't the most considerate.
You know, they were really concerned about that.
We were in school, they weren't the most considerate of that stuff either, you know? It was just like, yeah, we might do something about that. Just don't go in the basement.
I remember when I was in high school, they did put an elevator in our school finally.
Yeah.
But it was like you opened the door to it, it looked like a closet, but like, it looked horrendously dangerous. It was like a yellow light in there, and it was like, is this like one of those like old time ones where like you just like slide the thing closed? It looked terrifying, you know. But you know, and none of us were allowed to ride it because you know it's, and you know, boy did we all try to get in there and like use it, but you couldn't because you had to have a key, you know.
You gotta hack the mainframe and reroute the subscription code. You can do it.
Yeah. All right, so on this right here, so we got a ghost clarinet lady who was poisoned by not her friend.
Not.
And they say that you can hear her, you can hear the music still. I don't know. I guess, you know. Do you believe in ghosts? I think we've had this conversation before.
I do.
Like, you believe in ghosts, right?
I don't know. It's kind of...
Yeah, because you told me a story, you saw one.
I've seen two separate ghosts. But I don't know, man. I don't necessarily believe in ghosts. Like, it gets into, like, scientific stuff, you know, like, because time is linear, you know, like, time's a big circle, and you could poke a hole through it. If you both filled it in half, you could poke a hole through it, and you would be in two separate places in time, but at the same time, you know, like a wormhole.
Yeah.
So,
I saw
Interstellar. Yeah, we both love that.
I saw him with the piece of paper. Yeah, I saw him explain it.
Exactly. So, I mean, I just think if it's, like, I don't necessarily think of them as ghosts. I think of them as like they're on a different plane, you know, of existence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like...
they like kind of blip over for a second.
Yeah, it's like time slips or something, you know? So, because the two people I saw, it was like they weren't doing crazy stuff.
They're just doing regular stuff?
Yeah, it was just a dude working, a Japanese dude cooking, like walking down to get more food.
Because
he's just trying to live
his life. Well, a lot of times, too, that's an interesting theory because a lot of these ghosts and stuff you hear about, they're not trying to... They're just like, people see them, they're just doing regular things.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, well, they died, so they're da-da-da. It's like, maybe they are just... You're catching a glimpse of somewhere else, and you're just seeing them just do regular stuff. And, like, maybe somebody's watching... is terrified in a room as they watch me, a ghost, sit in a chair talking at a wall.
Yeah, exactly. Like what you're doing now is probably freaking the hell out of somebody if they were to see you doing this.
It's nighttime somewhere, and there is a small child screaming for his parents because I'm doing this in his room.
There's some guy talking on a podcast in my room. Oh my god!
And then they walk in, and I'm not there.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a time slip.
And they yell at the kid because the parents are tired because they're working two jobs and they're trying to keep things going at their house.
Shut up!
Go to sleep. Quit waking us up.
Shut up. Yeah. Thomas,
I'm ruining lives.
It's just you two. It's not me.
Yes, just me. All right. So I don't. I don't know. So I guess that it's probably not. Unless it's probably not real because, like I said, if it was the theory of that, we wouldn't have a story attached with it. But you know, it's fun to, you know. I guess you murdered your friends and they're still around playing music for people.
Remember how we are quote unquote friends? I got you. All right, so on to the next
one. Prank.
Are you ready for this?
Yep. What do you got?
Wisconsin. And for those that can say it correctly, which is great, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
How do you say it?
Wisconsin.
I don't even know how my wife says it. It's so unusual how my wife says it.
Wisconsin.
She doesn't say it like that. She says like, I don't even know.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. She can't say Wisconsin. In order to say it like that, she has to say Wisconsin. Otherwise, she says it's something completely different, and I don't remember what it is by now. But so, Wisconsin. Remember, this is from BusinessInsider.com/UrbanLegendsUS2018. We love you, Business Insider. Keep doing what you're doing. Shout outs to you. All right, so Boy Scout Lane. It sounds creepy. The road is in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And shout out to Mim for Wisconsin. What's up, Mim? I know that you and or your wife listen to this, so thank you. The story of what exactly happened at Boy Scout Lane varies, but they all end with the same conclusion. A group of Boy Scouts dead on the road. That sounds terrible. In some stories, there was a bus crash with no survivors. Or they were murdered by their bus driver. God, that got dark. Or they just mysteriously vanished into the woods one by one. I'm going to go to the woods by myself. I'll be right back. They didn't come back.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm going to go to the woods by myself. I'll be right back. What? He just did that. They didn't come back. Don't do that. Don't Steven Seagal things. Don't go one-on-one. You know, don't go one by one.
No. Like, the buddy system. At all times. I don't go in the woods a lot.
Me neither.
Not really outdoorsy guy.
Yeah. I would much rather
keep
my head.
Yeah. I'm reading this right here, too. And it's some other versions of it. It says, obviously, it's the scoutmaster either murdered him, mm-hmm. or, like you said, the bus driver. In one version, the scouts leave their camp during the night and accidentally drop their lantern and start a forest fire, and they all die.
Jesus. So, wait.
Yeah, so not only are they dying, they're creating a ecological disaster.
A group of Boy Scouts dead on the road. So it actually did happen that there was a group of Boy Scouts that were found dead on the road. Apparently.
I'm reading here to see if that actually happened.
Then that's stupid, though, because it says there was a bus crash with no survivors, they were murdered by their driver, or they mysteriously vanished into the woods one by one. But so they vanished, or they found them? You know, it's kind of like...
Yeah, which happened?
Did any of this...
Yeah, that makes no sense. How can you have either or?
Like, they're
you
all
either
dead.
Have to have... Okay, this... We found all these dead people. We're trying to figure out what happened. It's like... No, like...
They all vanished, though.
Maybe we found them. Maybe we didn't.
What?
That's terrible police work, if that's the case.
Did you guys find dead bodies? Visitors have reported seeing a swinging body in the trees, feeling as though they are being watched, and finding child-sized handprints.
On cars and stuff?
Oh, not the cars!
Not the cars! I'm seeing here, like, this was actually a really big... It was, like, advertising, like, haunted travel guides. Visitors would get a strong sense of foreboding.
Ooh.
How do you feel foreboding? You know, like, what does that mean?
I hate that. That's such a derogatory term. I'm foreboding myself.
You foreboding? Like, on the water?
Yeah, you're foreboding too, right?
And then people love foreboding.
People were like, "Oh, that's so foreboding." And it's like, come on, man. You're ruining my nautical time.
You don't like fishing?
No, I don't.
Like, you're the worst.
I don't actually.
See, I haven't been fishing in a couple of years. I'm not a good fisherman. Like, I can, like, hang out and, like, throw it out there and just kind of chill.
Yeah, but,
like,
you're there for the good
time. I'm not like a bass fisherman. Like, if we go fishing, I'm not catching a lot of fish. Let's see. Visitors said they could see red or white lights, sometimes described as resembling lanterns or flashlight beams, ghostly buses or figures, and, like you said, the handprints on cars stopped in or driven through the area.
It's always the handprints. Your brother was right. He's the one that said it. It's the handprints.
There's always one in every state, yep. It seems.
Be careful the handprints. You know, but, okay.
In some versions, two Boy Scouts escaped the fate of the rest of the troop and tried to find help, only to become lost in the woods where they died of starvation.
God.
I was never in the Boy Scouts. Are they taking Boy Scouts out that far where they could just get, like, that lost?
You know, I was in the Boy Scouts, so let me tell you the story about getting lost in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay, so this happens.
This does happen. So I was staying in a camp. Well, there was a camp that we would... I say that word weird, don't I? Camp. In a
camp.
Camp.
Let's go camp. Let's go camping.
I was staying in a camp, a Boy Scout camp, and there was trails that you could go and walk on. And we had to do something all the time. So it was like, go do this and go do that. So it was like, we had to choose between a list of things to do. So we were like, bump that weirdness, you know, bump basket making underwater or whatever it is, you know. Let's just go on a hike because that's part of the list. So we went on this hike and there were trail markers. And they were really awful trail markers. And we were going and the path literally just kept going for a long time. And we were like, is this the right way? Or was it that way? And next thing you know is we were lost. And we ended up continuing to walk to try to find something. And it became dark outside. And we used that with our scouting abilities, which had nothing to do with it. We walked down to a house because we saw lights. And so as we're walking down there, the dude apparently had like four Rottweilers that were running around us in like a circle. Like a kill circle. We were like, ah!
It's a kill circle.
So we were like, hello, yelling. And the guy came outside with a gun. And he's like, who's out there?
Fun.
And he was like, hi, we don't want any problems. Oh, my God. We're Boy Scouts. We're lost. And he was like, oh, dang, okay. Let me put my dogs away so nobody gets attacked. And it's like, oh, Jesus, thank you. So he puts the dogs away. And he ends up putting us into his very tiny, tiny car. He had, like, a miniature-sized car, and I think there were one, two, three, four, five, six of us plus that guy. So we're like, we're not going to wait at this
in
guy's
this clown
house
car.
In this clown car. So, yeah, we piled in all dirty and stuff. And so then they called it the Lost Boys Trail because we got lost on it.
Oh, nice. The because that's what I do when I see children on my property approaching. This first thing I think is to go get my gun.
Well, I mean, it was dark out, you know, and his dogs were
freaking out. Yeah, I guess
you guys. So it's like, oh, it could be a coyote or something. Coyote, whatever the word is.
Coyote. I say coyote.
I'm second guessing everything today. So yeah, we got lost in the woods, and then also while we were out there walking around, one of the kids with us was like, "I have to poop." And we're like, what?
Oh, good.
What are you going to do? Just hold it. Like, we're all, like, freaking out.
Don't...
Like, how do you... He hit a stress poop. So, yeah, you could hear
like,
the...
Like, don't do that.
You could hear the stress poop from, like, the other side of the hill where he was doing it. And he was wiping with leaves and stuff, you know. And it's like, that's not... That's... Good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah, keep that over there.
So, yeah. Boy Scouts do get lost.
Well,
not one by one, though.
Well, I
that's
think...
terrible.
Let me jump back to being your story. When you said... Yeah. The other activity. Did you say basket making underwater?
No.
Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh. You said you guys were doing the other activities, basket making underwater.
I
and you're like, we're just going to do this.
I did say that.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't a real activity. That was just something I said.
Maybe the Boy Scouts would be more popular if it was.
Boy Scouts, get on that basket making underwater. Come on, man.
Underwater. So I think this, based upon your first loophole you discovered in the first 30 seconds of... They had bodies, but then they lost them, or they didn't find them. It probably didn't happen.
No, I don't think so.
You know, maybe... Is this about you?
Well,
you guys got found. That's right. You guys didn't just vanish.
Yeah, we were the Lost Boys, but we were the found boys, too. You know, so it's all good.
Okay.
And we were definitely not in Wisconsin. This was in Iowa.
Right.
Pretty far away from Wisconsin still. Okay, so on to the next one.
On to the next one.
The next one will be Louisiana. Louisiana. And the Louisiana story is the Grunch. The Grunch make their home in East New Orleans. Is it New Orleans or New Orleans? New Orleans.
I say New Orleans.
You gotta say like the people from there. New Orleans.
Nolens.
I've never been there. I don't know. Grunch Road is an old dirt road that leads deep into the woods and eventually to a dead end. It was a favorite place for teenagers to go and do whatever teenagers do until they learned about the grunge. They're talking about praising Jesus and holding hands in a prayer circle, I'm sure, right?
That's what I did when I was a teenager.
BBCs, right? Big believing Christians.
That's right.
Those dudes on Battlefield, that's what we call them, the BBCs, the big believing Christians. So the grunch are rumored to be a group of deformed half human half monsters that resulted from years of isolation in the Louisiana Bayou. In the present day, it's said that if you find yourself on Grunch Road, don't get out of your car if you see a goat who looks injured. That is so specific.
It seems like if that's the foreboding sign that you're going to get attacked by a grunch, it seems pretty easy to avoid.
It's like you're driving down the road and you're like, oh, that looks like an injured cow. I can get out. It's not a goat. It's fine. It's not a goat.
It's fine. Yeah. Or if you're just driving along and there's suddenly an injured goat, you're like, nuh-uh. Ain't getting me.
Listen, grunch, I've not heard today. About you. I heard about you on WT Conspiracy. That's a no-go for me. These stories.
I just imagine. Like these grunches being like, how can we get people to stop? And then they came up with the injured goat from like way back when that was like a big thing. Yep. And then now they're still doing it. It's not working. Yeah. And they're just like, what's wrong with our idea? What's happening? Why aren't we getting any victims?
So many goats and nobody's coming over here.
Stop it.
Get the marketing.
Like, what's wrong with people?
Get the marketing department in here.
It's a society problem.
The grunch.
People hate goats.
The grunch marketing department. The stories say that the grunch use goats to lure people out of their cars so they can eat them and drain their blood. Bonus.
Yeah, I'm reading here. It's a mix between what you were saying. It's also considered to be a type of, if you look at cryptids, a type of chupacabra.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a reptilian cross of a chupacabra.
We talked about reptilians before, yeah.
Yep, yes we have. Let's see here. Here's some fun facts. The first sighting was unknown. Last sighting, 2007.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Ways ago.
Yeah. They must not be hungry.
Possible population, unknown habitat, remote bogs, and inaccessible swamps of New Orleans. Now, New Orleans is a town.
Yes.
That's not like a state, you know, so... This thing only lives in the remote bogs and inaccessible swamps of the city of New Orleans.
And there's probably not that much of the city of New Orleans.
I've never been there. Yeah. Maybe the whole thing's a swamp. I have no idea.
No idea. If you've ever been to New Orleans, hit us up. You've heard where to hit us up at. Let us know. And if you've ever seen a grunch. Grunch, right? Grunch, grunch, grunch.
A grunch. It's like a grinch. And like the picture I'm looking at here is even green. Yeah, well, I guess they say it's a... Like, the little picture looks like a little gremlin. There's, like, three different pictures, but I like this little one the best. Well, anyways.
So...
But,
Okay.
I'm reading more here. It says first sighting, but then I'm reading the text here. It says the first sighting was in 1803. It's just...
Wow.
You could have put that there. Yeah. You know?
We're kind of all over place.
Yeah, this is, you know, where I'm at cryptidfandom.com.
Oh, that's a reputable source.
Cryptid Wiki is where I'm at. But it's just, you could have just copy and pasted from there to there.
And don't forget, Sleepy and I are cryptozoologists. Cryptozoologists, because
zoologists.
In order to become one of those, you just have to have experience in... knowing about cryptids, and we have some of that, so we we are now considered cryptozoologists. There's no degree or anything that goes into it, so bump it, man. I'm putting it on my business card. Let's go.
Yeah, put it on my resume.
Yeah, exactly. Like
it said the grunch howls like a wolf, screams like a banshee.
Okay.
And also leaves a very strong bad smell.
So do
when
I
they get scared.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm
their
gassy.
Eyes glow an unusual red orange. Some witnesses have reported seeing bat-like wings and long fur. This thing is supposed to be a lizard thing type thing. I don't.
There are flying lizards. I mean,
there are
not flying. They glide, really. You know, but They use their puff their skin out and glide.
I'm looking at a picture here. Photo of a Grunch Chupacabra in the tall grass on Grunch Road.
It's got to be real.
I wish you could see this. This grainy photo.
What's this website?
Cryptids.fandom.com.
Okay.
So it's Z. So cryptids.fandom.com.
Z.
Yeah. And then look up The Legend of Grunch Road. And then scroll down for a little bit on the page for the legend of, you know, on Grunch. And you'll see this amazing photo.
All right.
That is beyond a shadow of a doubt proves that the Grunch is real.
The Grunch. You're a mean one. The Grunch. What the hell? Okay. Grunch Road Monster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which one am I looking
at? Yeah, Grunch Road Monster. All the way down. Just keep going.
Oh.
And you're going to see a picture with some red arrows on it.
Oh, there it is.
And that's... You see it?
Yeah.
That's undeniable proof of the Grunch Chupacabra.
That's a real picture.
Yeah, I see it.
Of what looks like a lab. It's somebody's lab's out in a field. That's a Grunch!
Somebody's dog.
There could...
Hopping through the field.
There could never be a lab out there in that field. Got the Grunch!
No.
Like...
Why would there be a dog out there?
That's ridiculous that there's a thought of a dog out there. Ew.
Yeah.
Good old Grunch.
So I'm going to say that I don't believe this one.
I'm 100% with you.
Louisiana?
Sorry.
Like
Louisiana.
Like, yeah. I believe the clarinet one more than this one.
Have I mentioned to you about...
This one is funny, though. I do like it.
Have I mentioned to you that they don't call their stuff counties? You know what they're called?
What do they call them?
Parishes.
Parishes.
They're not counties. They're parishes.
Oh, okay.
And it's that way in Louisiana and Alaska. The only two states that use something other than counties.
Oh, that is weird. I didn't know that.
The more
look at me learning.
Yeah, learning from me.
Yeah, because knowledge is power.
Yeah, now you can have that nonsense of knowledge that you will never need ever again.
Well, it makes sense. I remember playing Left 4 Dead 2,
yeah.
And there was a level called The Parishes, and I was just like, I remember playing through it the whole time. I was like, there's no church here. Just like, what are you talking about? So I get it. That's like the county. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you get it. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. You know?
All right, next one.
What do you got?
The place where Ted and I are going to go fight.
That's Ohio.
That's Ohio. Shout out to Ted Barron. What's up, bruh?
Tedward.
I always tell Tedward, meet me in Ohio.
Tedman.
And we'll fight. Because initially I thought he was in Ohio. So I was like, I'll meet you in Ohio and I'll fight you.
Tedathon.
Yep. Tedathy. Tedward. Ted Nuts.
Ted.
Ted Diesel.
Ted Diesel.
Ted Areno.
Tedward's the best one.
Ted Meow. So.
Ted Meow.
This is Ohio, the Werewolf of Defiance. So is it a city named Defiance, or is it going to be like a very defiant werewolf? Like, I'm just not doing that. Mm-mm. I'm a werewolf. I'm not doing whatever you want. This person is a picture of a dude looking like a werewolf by a lake. This person makes a pretty convincing werewolf.
The first place I clicked on.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I can't. You're on Business Insider?
Yep.
I'm on Cleveland19.com.
That's one of my favorite websites.
I clicked on it, and it's like a Photoshop picture of like a werewolf in front of some trees. It's all black and white to be, you know, ominous.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, there's another one. You're standing in front of a guy. Stop.
During the summer of 1972, the people of Defiance, so it's not a defiant werewolf, it's the city named Defiance, okay. The people of Defiance claim they were being terrorized by a werewolf. The sightings always happened at night, generally by the train tracks, probably just a homeless man. A couple of women said it would try to get into their houses by rattling the doorknobs. Could be a hobo very easily. The animal was said to be huge, hairy, and dressed in rags, which also sounds like a hobo. But after summer ended, the beast disappeared, never to be heard from again. But the story lingers because the homeless person moved on after summer to go south because it's going to get cold in Ohio.
But it has all that hair.
It's so hairy. You know? It rattled the doorknobs. Like, what? Okay.
And it's got some clothes.
Why does it have to be?
Okay, they don't got
a werewolf. Like, why does it have to be a werewolf?
Yeah, what I'm reading here on Cleveland19.com, two railway workers hooking up train cars late at night. One looks over to see a towering werewolf. Fangs bared, proceeds to attack the hapless victim. Says, as movie and Hollywood like as this sounds, that's the story that Ted Davis reported to police in 1972.
Wait, so was our Ted named after Ted Davis, the guy who reported?
I don't know Tedward's last name, but
I do, and it's not.
Okay. So there, except for that Davis wasn't the only one seeing Dogman in the wild. He said another employee of the railway saw a wolfman stalking the rails. Then a week later, a grocer driving home saw a lycanthrope, the big word for werewolves.
Lycanthropy? Lycanthropy? Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, the one scientists use, obviously. That I can't pronounce.
Yeah, lycanthropy.
And it said lycanthrope.
Lycanthropy.
Hey, man, I'm just saying how it's spelled.
You literally said earlier today, I just read things how they're spelled.
Yeah, I dare you to put a silent X on the end of something. I dare you.
Lycanthrope.
Yeah. It says, so many people reports of hairy brutes coming into the station, local defiance, police open an investigation, a neighboring Toledo newspaper gets hold of the story, and suddenly it's werewolf fever and defiance.
Ooh.
And that's the end of the article, except for said there was no one ever found. Like you said, though, this reminds me of the Bigfoot one.
Yeah.
It just, people are like, oh, the large, hairy...
Yeah.
Homeless people would be unkempt and hairy, and their clothes are going to be broken.
Yeah.
Well, tattered. Mm-hmm. Broken's not a good word for clothes. Yeah, so it could just be homeless people.
And if they're only
or just one dude.
If they're only seeing it at nighttime, too, that adds on to suspicion because you can't quite possibly see correctly.
Yeah, these people should post a picture. Like, I just saw that grunch. You know, that's undeniable proof. Actually, this picture that they put up here has got to be undeniable.
You need to Google the Werewolf of Defiance, and then the Cleveland19.com thing is...
It's literally the first option.
It's so hilarious. The picture is
okay,
so
you,
good.
You do, did you look at it? Are you
well,
looking
you
at
were
it?
Talking, that's why I was trying hard not to laugh very hard, because it's so ridiculous. It almost looks like it's
look
like,
it.
Hey!
Yeah.
Like it popped into the photo. He's... You taking a picture? Like
his shirt doesn't look that torn. It looks like a pretty nice plaid shirt.
It's just opened up because he's so hairy.
And then when you scroll down, it's the same picture of him standing in front of a dude.
Oh my god, it's a video.
Is this? It is.
Oh no.
Do I want to press this?
No, don't do it. Because I just did, and it brought me to an ad. So that's...
Yeah,
you've ruined
that.
It.
Okay.
You've ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Not you. The ad.
Oh, the ad did? Well, maybe this is just at all a conspiracy to get you to click on that ad.
They got me.
What was it an ad for? Do you know? Do you remember?
Something that I don't know. No, and I hate it, so... I don't know.
Okay.
Ad for... Who cares? Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
This one is
next one
that we probably should do an episode on, like a full episode on.
Okay.
New Jersey. Take one guess of what you think it is.
New Jersey. I wanted to say like the New Jersey Devil.
Boom.
But I think really?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a hockey team.
It is, but it's named after, the hockey team is named after this. So the Jersey Devil, a well-known rendering of the creature is the picture. And it looks like a camel's head. With wings, horse, like short horse T-Rex arms in the front. I can't click on it. Okay. So the story of the Jersey Devil has been around since the 1700s. The legend states that a woman named Mother Leeds became pregnant with her 13th child and said, quote, let this one be a slash the devil. So it was either let this one be a devil or let this one be the devil by Mother Leeds. Once her child was born, it grew hooves, wings, horns, and a tail. Wait, what? It didn't come out with that stuff? It came out normal?
No, and it just
grew that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, if it just came out like that in the 1700s, people weren't very accepting.
I mean, Jesus, yeah.
They weren't even building elevators for people in the 40s.
Well, and
you know, they weren't. If something came out with horns and hooves, you know.
Well, okay. Now the monstrosity has been spotted periodically throughout history in the Pine Barrens region of New Jersey. The state has embraced the legend so much that they named their hockey team after it. Okay, so this goes into, like I said, we should potentially do a full episode on the Jersey Devil because there's so much that goes into this that's not mentioned here. And there's like stuff mm-hmm. like people said that when it came out of her, it was already like, it wasn't like a baby. It was literally just like a demon that came out and they tried
I'm
to.
I'm reading here in one variation is because the girl was cursed.
Yeah.
Because a gypsy was asking for food, refused. She forgot it, gave the devil. And then as soon as he's born, he grew into that and fled into the woods.
And it's apparently like invincible because people tried to kill it so many times and it just won't die. So it's like immortal because it's a demon or something. I don't know. Apparently demons are immortal. That's not something
that would make sense.
I'm familiar with.
If that's a thing. So that's fine.
Yeah.
Teach their own.
Yeah, man. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I like this. Like these. I'm looking at this other website, PinelandAlliance.org.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this called the Leeds Devil, captured Friday after a terrific schedule. 9th and Arch Museum caught here. They apparently caught one.
There's more than one?
Back on this old... I guess it was the only one. Apparently they caught him. Because there's a ticket stub here from like a long time ago. Swims, flies, gallops.
Oh, I'm sure that
multi-talented.
I'm sure that wasn't a giant hoax to trick the hell out of people to come and just give them money.
Admittance to see it was 10 cents.
God, that's breaking the bank, man.
Back then, maybe.
Wait, with nowadays money or with then back in the day money?
Back in the day money is what it was.
What year was that?
It was probably like $80.
What year was
that? It doesn't say.
Oh.
But the picture and the text, the way it is, I mean, this is probably, I don't know, this probably looks like something that was put out like the 20s or something like that. Just like the way, this like the art style of it and everything.
$100?
Based on my limited, yeah.
$100 in 1920 is equivalent in purchasing power to about $1,481.38.
10 cents?
No, hang on.
I didn't hear you right. Okay. I was like, what?
0.1.
Inflation is real, folks. Jesus. God.
Okay, so 10 cents from 1920 to 2002, it's adjusted for inflation. Okay, so don't forget that.
Okay.
It is $1.48. What? Really?
So a dollar?
You charge $1.50? That's it?
Nothing. Somebody tells you, give me $1.50, you come see us. Don't do it. Nothing interesting costs $1.50.
You know, that guy is just like Scrooge McDuck. He's swimming in money with his $1.50 per person.
Town to town. Yep. In New Jersey. Like the only place he can do this.
He bought half the state of New Jersey with all that money.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
That's so bad.
Let's see. Countless stories circulated. His estimate of the devil's escapades, raiding chicken coops and farms, destroying crops, killing animals.
So.
His presence has been seen and felt by many in at least 50 towns when he emerges from his natural lair in the Pinelands and wanders through southern New Jersey, sometimes intriguing and sometimes terrorizing the residents. So what does he mean? What do you mean intriguing them? So he's not terrorizing them. He's just like... just like waving?
It's just,
like, I don't understand what that...
I guess.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I don't understand what...
Like Jersey
I'm intrigued
Devil.
By that.
Jersey Devil's intrigued by that.
Well, he's swimming, flying, and galloping everywhere, so that would be pretty, you know what I mean, intriguing to see going down a highway.
He's more majestic.
He's majestic. That's what he is.
The majestic Jersey Devil.
Several reports of the New Jersey Devil's death also proved to be inconclusive, and even the scientific community could not explain its existence. What?
I mean, that makes sense. Like, yeah.
Because it doesn't exist. That seems like they're twisting words there to prove a point.
That's that old stuff, man. It's like something is killing my crops and killing my chickens, okay? It's a dog Jersey that's devil. Killing your chickens. It's a rabbit that's killing your crops or bugs, or there's so many options.
Or your neighbor.
Or the hairy hobo who's been walking by state to state scaring people as a werewolf. And his name is literally Harry. Harry the hobo.
That picture. Oh, God, I can't get over it. I love the internet
take
so much.
Take me back to that picture.
Take me back.
You know
back.
What? You know what would be
the take
best?
Take me back.
You take me with a photo of that photo printed out and put me onto the bus in Pennsylvania. I'm good. That's my entertainment.
Oh, then we're good. Then we're good to go. That's all you need.
If you're feeling any type of bad, if you're feeling any type of bad, all you got to do is just pull up that photo.
That's right. It just brings it's a so good. Smile to my face, a tear to my eye.
Just thinking about it makes me happy. Oh, man.
All right. So
we're going to go to the next one, but I'm going to tell you something beforehand.
Just real quick, so the hockey team is named after that then, huh?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I always wonder, that's a weird name
for
a hockey team in New Jersey.
That's unusual.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so the thing I'm going to tell you, will be very quick here.
Yeah.
I added two more things to the weapon wheel on my Twitch when I'm playing Battle
weapon wheel.
5. Yes, I added two things.
What'd you add?
Crawl only and crouch only.
Did you say crawl only?
I sure did.
I did.
Or I'm literally.
Yeah, that's actually hilarious.
Or I'm literally only.
That's actually hilarious.
To crawl or crouch everywhere I go.
Because the maps aren't so big that like you're just gonna be. I mean, you'll see people.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm gonna have to wait to spawn actually, in until people are like closer. You know, if it's in the beginning, like.
That's actually really funny. I actually really like that because you're gonna be that guy. Somebody's gonna kill you like twice or get killed by you.
Yep.
And they're going to be like, this son of a bee is crawling everywhere.
Why is he always no matter down? Where you... He's almost a level 500.
What's going to be funnier is when they kill you and, like, you don't stop. You're just still crawling, like, getting away. It's just even funnier.
I shoot somebody and then you just see me just trying to crawl away. Yeah.
Now, the crouching one's not fair because that's a meta and you're going to be basically invincible.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Okay, so the next one, you want to do two more?
Yep. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
One or two more.
Yeah.
We can fit two in if we fit two in, buckle down.
Well, shoot. Good luck with that.
We'll
see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The next one will be 7, actually. The next one is 7.
That's not bad.
So, yeah.
It's not bad.
Okay, so the next one is Nevada. I bet you'd never guess what this one is.
I have no idea.
I'm very disappointed in you. All right, so Nevada, the truth about Area 51.
Oh, okay. That's super obvious. That wouldn't be something like that.
Obvious. It's like so obvious that it's like hard to think of. There's a picture that says warning military installation restricted area. And then it says a bunch of stuff like photography is inhibited. And it says that they have the right to use deadly force if you enter a military base, which I've said before on this podcast. Every single base that you try to go
it's
to
like that.
Has that sign on the outside. It's to protect the people right. and the millions of dollars worth of like aircraft or equipment and
everything.
Whatever else. Exactly. It's like they're not going to be like, oh no, somebody broke onto the base with bombs in their car. Like, let them go. It's fine. No, what? That's crazy. So, okay, that's the reason why. So think about it that way, everybody. There's perhaps no urban legend, myth, or conspiracy theory more famous than Nevada's Area 51. A mysterious government facility that is rumored to be associated with aliens. The U.S. government officially states that Area 51 is classified due to national security, which only fuels the fire. The secrecy surrounding Area 51 is what makes it inherently creepy. And with the government admitting to a program investigating UFOs, the theory about what's actually going on inside continue to become more plausible. Ooh, wee wee.
I'm reading some stuff here just on it, and like the security there is so high and intense. Like even military pilots, like training in the area, will get in trouble if like they stray into like the area above, like the box,
so
to say, above this area. Yeah, like nobody's allowed there. Like as far as like flying above it, it's off normal to both civilian and normal military air traffic.
Yep. Yep.
The security clearances are checked and changed regularly. Mm-hmm. No cameras are allowed. Wow, that's crazy.
But I mean, also being on a military base for as long as I've been,
sure,
there are signs that say photography is prohibited in this area also on military bases because you're not allowed to take pictures of the flight line. You're not supposed to. Let me say that. Because they do have things that on airplanes that are like still top secret. You know what I mean? Like it's not even like that they're like alien stuff. It's literally just like the engine and how the actual engine works. They're not trying to be like, hey, everybody and their mama, this is exactly how we do and what we do.
Yeah.
So there literally is that on every military base that has a flight line also, which they have a flight line there because they have to fly people in and out of there.
I'm just reading right here some of the UFO and conspiracy theories involved with this, if you're not familiar with it. Storage examination, reverse engineering of crashed alien spacecraft.
Bob Lazar.
Including the bodies and dissection of extraterrestrials. Meetings and joint undertakings with extraterrestrials. So this is where they obviously go to meet when they come visit.
Of course.
The development of exotic energy weapons for the Strategic Defense Initiative. The development of weather control, which I know that I doubt that because there's a whole other place we just covered that's got that covered.
Mm-hmm.
The development of time travel and teleportation technology. Development of exotic propulsion. Why do they keep saying exotic? Like, use a different word. Activities related to a shadowy one-world government. Activities related to a shadowy one-world government or the Majestic 12 organization. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, my God. You don't know the Majestic 12?
Never heard of the Majestic.
Okay, that will be an...
Should I click on it?
No. We're going to keep that. That's going to be an episode. Majestic 12.
Okay.
Okay,
I've never heard of that.
That gets deep. That gets
Does
that,
it? Okay.
Yeah, that gets
the,
real
we'll
deep.
Throw that on the Google. Throw that on the Google doc.
Throw it on Google.
I'd like to know what that is.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's just crazy, you know. What I mean? And you remember a couple of years ago, everyone, like you said, everyone was going to storm it, and you talked about it. So it's like, yeah, they will shoot you.
They will shoot you
if you all try.
And they will take you to jail for trespassing.
They're not joking.
Yeah. And okay, in real life stuff here, defensenews.com, which is an actual like website that's people like use like in the military and stuff. Pentagon renames UFO office, expands mission to include, quote, transmedium objects. They renamed it, let's see, on Wednesday, the Pentagon announced that it renamed and expanded its program, chief, blah, blah, blah. Formerly known as Airborne Object Identification and Management Group. The office will be known as the All Domain Anomaly Resource Office, or AARO. So it went from what was it? I can't remember the first version of it. It went from that to ATIP. It was called ATIP for a while, and then it was AOIMG, and now it's AARO. But they had like a giant meeting about it, like with Congress, and they were talking about all this stuff and how they're trying to like normalize the fact that pilots and people are being like shunned away for seeing things that are unexplained, and they want to change the narrative on that and make it to where it's not like a bad thing to be like, hey, I saw something that is unexplained. And just because you say the word UFO or UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon, is what they've changed it now to, just because somebody has seen that doesn't mean that they're actually saying, I saw little green men flying around disc.
Right.
You know, it
could be lots of different things.
It could be anything. A lot of times it's like, I saw like a cigar shaped object in the sky, and it's like, nobody knows what the hell that is. You know, like,
yeah, what is
it's
that?
Just unexplained, and that's all it is. So, yeah, they're trying to fix the narrative of people make it look bad, you know, like that you're saying, I saw UFO. So it's pretty cool, actually. They're actually changing it, too, to where they're getting paperwork. They have paperwork that's like a specific form, and it is literally set up to go to be in the plane with the pilot now. So if the pilot sees anything that is ridiculous, weird, or anything, they already have a form right there in the plane with them that they just fill out and turn it in. So, I mean, that's super cool, you know?
Streamline the process. Yeah. Yeah, that is cool. That is cool.
Super cool. Oh, my God. So you got anything else there over for Nevada?
No, I think Air 51 is pretty self-explanatory. And it's definitely got to be the most popular one in Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada, however you say it. Nevada.
So you want to do one more and then we can go?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. All right, let's do random Hawaii.
Hawaii.
All right, let me get H-A-W-A-I. Okay, so Hawaii is night marchers. You know a night march is coming when you see the torches and hear the drums. Night marchers, according to Hawaiian lore, are not evil spirits, but they do demand respect. They are spirits of ancient Hawaiian warriors who march around the island to protect sacred areas. Legend says that if you look directly at a night marcher, you will be marked for death. Wait, how soon?
Like, immediate? Or is this like a ring thing where you get like 7 days?
Or is this like, you know, in 50 years from now, like, you will die. You've been marked. Like, we all die. So, I mean, am I automatically marked already? And if by some chance you find yourself in the middle of a procession, you are supposed to lie down in the middle of the road. That sounds
like a night marcher just easily catch me. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, find yourself in the middle of procession. Sounds like propaganda.
I'm going to get the hell out of the way. You're like, I'm going to move out of the way. Yeah. Be like, you guys go ahead. Cool. Do your thing.
They're like, these people are getting away too fast. What if we put out a story that says, if you see us, you should just lay down on the road?
That's their propaganda. They're like, oh, yeah.
You know, it's the only way to stop it. I think the night marchers are using like the same like advertising or like marketing company as the Grunge. It's just they just need to get someone better. You know?
Oh, man.
No, I'm reading through here, too. Like you said, it's very specific locations. Mostly at night. They said there have been some daytime ones. Local accounts, mysterious footprints, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Yeah, basically, I'm not really seeing much here that you didn't already cover. There are some certain locations.
Ooh.
These are all words that I cannot pronounce.
Oh, no, please, pronounce them. We would love to hear the locations.
Ohio Poly Highway. That runs along the famous Kamehameha battle site and nighttime visits. The Kamehameha School's campus in Kapalama on Oahu. This is a disaster, by the way. Kualoa Ranch.
Where else?
La Perouse Bay. Kanuna Kakaikai. Amola. We're done. I'm done doing this. If you're from Hawaii and you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm really sorry.
That was so good. I really hope that.
A lot of
that right there needs to
a
be.
Lot of vowels. A lot of vowels.
That needs to be a TikTok video or whatever it is, a reel.
Dude, there's like three consonants in each one of these words and like 40 vowels. It's just like, I don't know how they're supposed to.
Oh, man.
Anyways, there are specific areas that they usually find these people in that they're guarding.
My face hurts from laughing so hard. Oh, man. So
I only got through three of them. There's a bunch more that I'm not even going to try.
Oh, man, that's so good. Well, good. What a way to end that.
What a way to end that. Listening to me butcher words. The English language.
English is overrated. So do you believe in that?
Probably not. Because you got to remember, you know, just like we have Native Americans here that have, you know, stories and this and that of their cultures and stuff. Hawaii is the same thing.
Yeah.
So these stories they're telling probably go back where they probably had people who were doing this at some point,
yeah,
a long time ago in their history, guarding certain areas. And it's just something that's kind of just been passed down through the histories, and then, you know, now it turned into this story where you kind of, where you can still see him occasionally and stuff like that.
And it's probably another protector thing, you know, like to protect sacred sites, you know, like let's say if we say the story to people who are outsiders, it'll make outsiders go, we need to be respectful. We don't want to get got, you know, like, so let's be super chill about being at the, at the place.
Yeah, because I've seen Poltergeist, and I've seen what happens to, like, Indian burial grounds. So,
yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Be warned. They made a whole movie about it, so if you're messing with those, don't. Don't.
It's a terrible idea. Yeah. You're going to get...
Actually, if you do, that's your own fault. That's your own fault.
You have been warned.
There's plenty of movies out there about it, so...
Yeah, no joke.
But yeah, this right here is probably just, like, a cultural thing. You know, like I said, it's probably really happened back in the day, how they did things, and it's just kind of just, as history progressed, this story came from it.
Wait, time out. Okay, go back. We needed to go back to... Nevada was Area 51. Do you believe in Area 51?
Yeah, it's definitely there, you know, and they're definitely doing crazy stuff there that I have no idea beyond probably my wildest comprehension. Yeah. So yeah, the Area 51 is definitely real.
Right. It's, you know, it's without a doubt, like, it is real. It's just
what are they doing in there?
We don't know that. We don't know that they're working with aliens that are from other places and they have them.
They could be, but they're not. I'm never going to know. No. They're not going to let me on there.
And I don't ever want to know. Like, I'm good.
We should ask can you write a letter to Jesse Ventura?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse the Body Ventura, see if he'll go knock on the door.
My Uncle Jesse? Yeah, I'll...
Since he's real big on trying to get into government facilities, so just... The first one didn't work, maybe this one will.
Just keep trying, Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, just keep trying. Just keep trying, like, and just, like, to lower level securities of ones until, like... Until you get like a Starbucks on like a military base or something. Just I'd watch that. Yeah. You know, as a miniseries. Yeah, him trying to get.
There's a Tim Hortons right here on Dover. I'm sure that they're going to be like, Jesse Ventura, come on back. You know, like, all right.
Yeah. And he's in there with like his microphone. I'm in the Tim Hortons on this base.
I'm going to tell you all the secrets.
What are they hiding?
You know, the best part of that is you held up a microphone when you have a microphone.
Oh. Yeah, there. I could have just grabbed this.
Oh God!
I'm like a 90-year-old. What can I say?
I forgot about this thing in front of me that records us.
Use a pen. What did you see?
Sleepy's an old soul.
I really am.
Yeah.
Having kids and having kids super young will do that to you.
I didn't have them young, so I'm young. Okay, Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
You believe in the Jersey Devil?
No, I don't. Especially, you know what I mean? Even if it was, charging $1.50 to see something, it's not even interesting. I'm not even, even if it's real, I don't care.
Hey, man, if you're frugal and you want to see something, movie are way more expensive. So let me go just see this Jersey Devil thing.
That's true. If you're trying to save money, you know, and just a cheap date, you know, just... I wouldn't recommend it as a first date because you're probably not going to have a second date. But if that was like maybe like your fourth or fifth, or like, you know, be like, hey, let's go check this out. And you guys can laugh at it together. Yeah, exactly. But if like you bring them there the first time,
what I like,
you'd be like, who's this guy?
I got to go. You know, like. Let's see. So me, Hawaii, whatever. I believe in it. That's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Nevada, of course we believe in it. It's there. Whether there's aliens in there, that's a different story. But
who knows? Whatever.
Jersey Devil, I of course don't believe in that.
No.
Nebraska was the place. I don't really believe in that. I do believe in, like I said, I do believe in ghosts and stuff. And I do get, like, weird feelings when I'm in places that are, like, spooky. That other people aren't, like, they walk into a place and are like...
Did you get a spooky vibe in my house? Do I have ghosts? Are there like, a plane? Are we crossing dimensions here?
Nope. Not at all.
Okay, I didn't think so either. I just checking.
The house I live in right now...
That's too... Two opinions. So.
Not at all.
So that's two opinions. Mm-hmm. That means my house isn't haunted.
That's how we deal with things. Hold on. Did two people say it? Yep, that's truth.
That's good enough. That's all I need.
Your house isn't haunted. My house isn't haunted. But the one in North Dakota did have something for sure. Did I ever tell you about that? What happened there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you told me. Because I think we talked about it on the podcast.
Did we?
I think so. I think at the very beginning, because I'd asked you, or maybe you told me, like, outside of it. I don't remember, because I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just say real quick about it, in case I did on the podcast. Let us know at all the places. WT Conspiracy at, what am I doing here? WT Conspiracy at Instagram, Gmail. What? I'm just, that is right, actually. WTConspiracy@gmail.com is where you can email us. We are also WTConspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Plus, we have stuff on YouTube. If you just YouTube, WTConspiracy comes up with the dog person, the werewolf. I don't know what it is. We still don't know what it is. So I need somebody to tell us what our picture is for, like, our logo. Is it a
that, you know what that is? That's a peas weasel.
Oh, my God. Is that his name, too?
That's... They could be. That's a peas weasel.
That's a conspiracy, too. The peas weasel.
Yep. The peas weasel of somewhere. Yep. We gotta, yeah, we'll start one. We're going to start our own conspiracy theory. We're going to start our own urban legend.
We've already started one about the white lightning.
That's right. The white lightning. And then we'll start this one.
Yeah, the peas weasel. That's the guy.
The peas weasel of somewhere.
What's his name? Does he have a name? Or is it just the peas weasel of?
He's just the peas weasel of
you just say,
wherever
you
know, we decide.
Call him the peas weasel. You know, like, because Bigfoot is just Bigfoot. You don't say, like, unless you're from New York and you're fancy pants, the Bigfoot of
something,
White House.
White man, whatever town it was. I remember us talking about that. We're like, why do these people get to name it? And, like, no one else gets to. Anywhere else in New York, Gus Lay's from this town.
God.
Seems ridiculous.
He is a resident of this town. That's why. Well, God, get out of here.
I guess that's where he lives.
So, yeah, email us all that's
where
stuff.
He got his driver's license.
I was saying about, I'm just going to say one thing that happened in case I did talk about this on the podcast or if it was in wherever else, streaming or just chatting, mm-hmm. who knows. I had multiple times where I was laying in bed and the blankets would be pulled up on me. Literally, like, being pulled up like I'm being tucked in. And it was like, I literally had to say out loud, no, please stop. I don't want the blankets on me. And then it stopped doing it. So it's like multiple times where it was literally just trying to tuck me in. And blankets would go from like, so I don't put blankets on myself when I sleep. They're down by my feet because I get hot because I'm a hot body person. And so it would literally creep from my legs all the way up to my hips. And it's like, I don't know how to explain that. You know, it's not like wind. Wind, there was the air conditioning unit wouldn't bring blankets slowly
blankets.
Up my body. Like, yeah. So.
Well, if with that happening, at least you got a polite ghost.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like crossover dimension, whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, it seems like they're just, like, this guy should be cold. It's just like, get away from me. I run hot.
You know? And I said it out loud, like, please stop. The first time I said, please stop. And the second time that it happened to me, I said, please, I don't want blankets on me. It makes me too hot. And then they didn't do it again. So it's like, cool. You know, like,
you know, learning on the go here.
Yeah. They were a nice person. So today we went through.
Heck yeah. Nice guy.
Let's see. In part four, we went through Nebraska, Wisconsin, Louisiana, Ohio, New Jersey, Nevada, Hawaii. Seven. So if we go
seven's
through seven
bad.
Every time, we only have four more episodes of this.
Yes. Like I said, sprinkled in throughout whatever else we're doing.
Sprinkled in. And then, so, since we talked about those seven, we are not going to talk about urban legends by state next time. Next time, we will be talking about...
MK Ultra.
So, make sure that you give us a like and subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. Make sure that you give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform that you listen to us on, because that will 100% help with listens and with us being spread out there. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody you know, listen to this podcast, because we do this for fun. Literally,
we're just hanging out.
Just hanging out, talking. Know? We would do this without listeners, but we would rather.
Yeah, we'd be. If we were just like playing Xbox or something, we'd just be sitting there talking about a lot of the same stuff. Yep. You know, in between things. So
exactly.
Why not sit here and do it, and then just put it out there to entertain you folks.
Boom, exactly right. So, outro tagline, you ready?
Yep.
If we didn't do a good job this time,
maybe we will next time.
Yes! Don't dab. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You just ruined
the kids
it.
Are still... Oh. No, the kids are still dabbing.
Oh, God.
I think. No cap. As
my
son would
say.
Oh,
my God, no cap. I can't take this. All right,
dead
everybody.
Ass. Yeah, how much my kids hate it when I do that. I was going to say I'm the worst, but I'm literally the best. So.
That's all, everybody. Thank you for watching. Bye. Oh, my God. You're killing me, Smalls.